We continue now with chapter 9 of Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. We are doing it later today because of Tisha B'Av, and we will jump right in with Davar Barur Mefodash B'Torah Shehi Mitzvah Medes Na'olam El Me'olamim Ein Lo Lashinah V'Lo Gera'om V'Lo Tosefesh Nehmer Eis Kol HaDavar Sher Anochi Mitzvah Eschem HaVasot Tishmaruon Ma'asot Lo Tosef Alav V'Lo Tigra'i Menu. We know as there are halachos, and actually it's not really being included here. As you remember, these are not two of the mitzvahs that the Rambam includes at the beginning of his counting of the mitzvahs of these brakim. But they're the mitzvahs of Bal Tosef Bal Tigra, not to add to the Torah, not to subtract from the Torah. And essentially what the Rambam is saying is that the idea of taking away or adding mitzvahs to the Torah, or even making any changes to the Torah, takes away from our belief in one of the Yesodei HaTorah, one of the foundations of understanding the Torah and our belief system, which is that the Torah really is, and the mitzvahs that are within that Torah are remaining without forever, without change. They are eternal in their nature. And that is part of our Yesodei HaTorah. Again, it's not one of the mitzvahs that the Rambam, or two of the mitzvahs that the Rambam are including here in Yesodei HaTorah. It comes up later by Berachos Kohanim, and it comes up in Hilchos Mamrim. But he's mentioning it here right now to give us an idea of understanding that that's exactly what's at stake here, that messing with the Torah really is one of Yesodei HaTorah, because the Torah is perfect the way it is, and it's eternal the way it is, and therefore taking away or adding to it would actually be not only Usher on that front, but also kind of undermining all of our Yesodei HaTorah. Ha'lamat, especially as we were going in from the last chapter in Perek Ches, where the Rambam specifically talks about how Moshe Rabbeinu, and also Perek Zion, again, just understanding the different Nevi'im and how they're different from Moshe Rabbeinu, and we don't listen to other prophets who try to take away from Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah, because ultimately we saw and we witnessed Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuahs in a different way. And that's essentially what's going at the heart of this right now as well, which is the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu handed to us, gave to us kind of basically from the Rosh Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to Moshe, and Moshe then explained it to us, except for the first two of the Seder Sedarim, we heard directly from Kodesh Baruch Hu himself, which we will come back to in a few moments. But ultimately, this is all really an outgrowth of that earlier idea that the Torah really is eternal and shouldn't be changed, both adding or subtracting. We have to do all the halachos of the Torah forever. Again, it says it's forever. It's not in God's hands, so to speak. The Torah is not up there; it's here. Therefore, which will come up actually in a little bit, why he's mentioning Lo Shemayim here right now. Okay, so there are four different things that the Navi can't do. They can't make up something new from out of nowhere. The Pikach Imya Modish Bain Mina Umos Bami Israel, Biyasa Uso Sumopes, Yomar Shashem Shlachola Osif Mitzvah, the Gro Mitzvah, the Faresh Mitzvah Mina Mitzvot, Perush Shalosh Shemana Moshe. Shaosa Mitzvos, Shenetzav Bachem Yisrael, Ena Olam Dore Doros. So what would be a problem that it creates basically a situation of Navi Sheker? If a person, it could be a Jew or a non-Jew, it's important to point out, the non-Jew, others point out that the fact that non-Jew is included here means that the punishment would actually apply to the non-Jew in the same way it applies to the Jew, which is actually typically different than our understanding of the Zayin Mitzvah B'nai Noach, the Seven Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Different punishments are applied in each of these cases, just to keep in the back of our minds when we get the Zayin Mitzvah B'nai Noach. Okay. So if a person stands up, either a Jew or a non-Jew, and says, first of all, look at me, I have an os, I have a wonder. Again, we've talked about how the osos are nothing compared to our understanding of Moshe, but this person stands up with a wonder, and he says, God sent me. Good. Okay, so all those are good. And let's assume that he checks out in all the other ways that we pointed out two prakim ago. But he comes along and he says, you know what? God told me that I'm supposed to add a mitzvah or take away a mitzvah, or really to explain one of these mitzvahs in a way that Moshe didn't explain that. Or I'm supposed to tell you, actually, some of those mitzvahs that you think are l'dorei doros, not really. They're only for a limited amount of time. If he does any of those four things, again, add, subtract, explain that the mitzvah is contrary to the way that Moshe explains the mitzvah, or claims that a mitzvah is only for a limited time instead of the Dori Doros, that is a Navi Sheker. And why is that? Again, as we pointed out from the last parak, why is Shahari Bala Hachish Nebuah Sashal Moshe? Because it's coming against Moshe Rabbeinu's Nebuah. And again, Moshe Rabbeinu's Nebuah doesn't get tied to the Osos, Moses. No. It's totally directly from the Moshe. We witnessed it directly from our eyes and our ears. So says the Rambam, this is a Navi Sheker. And they get punished with chenek, strangulation. Because essentially he's saying things against what the Ron Shlom, he's saying things that God said. He's saying God said certain things that God never actually said. And what God did say is that Moshe was commanded to teach us commandments forever. And all the halachas forever. And this person spoke falsely. And therefore, if he spoke falsely, he gets chenek. Again, some point out that chenek would be applied to the non-Jew as well. Remember, he says, "Ish mi Yisrael, bein mi Yisrael." Okay, so that would be important there. The Netziv and Mekdaber actually points out that Mekdaber and Dvarim in Parak Yuchas Pasuk Chav highlights and quotes the Rambam here in the Facility Torah Parak Tes Alachav Beis, which we'll get to in a moment. And he quotes the Rambam and basically ties it together here, which is he says, he can't come up with something totally out of the blue. Can't come up with a new idea. Netziv say? That's only imyamot echad mimena uma. Right, so he's actually quoting, he says, halacha beis, but it's really halacha aleph, so that's an important type of a guess. We just read that line. What is he trying to say? Let's say someone comes around and says, you know what? God told me that we're supposed to add a mitzvah. So is that person considered to be a false Navi? Says the Netziv, no, there's a clear calculation here. The Rambam is saying, what happened first? First he came in the Mofes. First he said, God sent me with this Mofes, and here's a sign. And then he comes along and says, you should add this mitzvah or subtract the mitzvah. That makes him a real Navi Sheker and gets the punishment of a Navi Sheker. But if that initial stage of him coming along with an Ops of Mofes and saying it that way didn't happen in that same direction, so then he'd be a hedyot to some regular person that comes along and says, God told me to add another mitzvah. That's not the same thing. And so therefore it wouldn't be treated as a Navi Sheker. Good. Halacha Beis. Im kein lav nemar b'toyra Navi akim lahem ikerabach akim kamokha. Why is it that the Torah therefore says, or God says specifically, that he's going to send Nevi'im, he's going to appoint a Nevi'im to what? What's he going to do? To give them words, right? L'las es das huba ela letzavos al divrei ha-Torah le'izir ha'am shelo yavra alea kamo shamar ha'choron shebachem im halachi zichru toyas moshe avdi. What exactly is the Ribbono Shlom telling us in the Dvarim Yirches Yirches, where he says, I'm going to appoint a Navi from amongst the people like yourself, and the rest of the Pasuk says, and I will place my words in his mouth and he will speak. What exactly is he doing? What's he speaking about? If he's not allowed to say anything against the Moshe, he's not allowed to say anything different from Moshe. So what's the purpose of a Navi after all, if that's the case? And the answer is, says the Rambam, is to actually fortify and to encourage people to follow the Torah and to avoid Yisurim, to follow what Moshe Rabbeinu actually says. As Malachi himself says, Zichru Torah as Moshe Avdi, the last of the Nevi'im, Malachi says, listen to Moshe and remember Moshe's Torah. That's very important. One category when it comes to the mitzvahs of the Torah, we can't go against them. So clearly he's coming to fortify them, coming to tell Klai, so you got to follow the mitzvahs. How many of you told us before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, as we mourn today in Tisha B'Av? How many of them, again, I'm recording this after Tisha B'Av, just in case anyone was wondering, but all the Nevi'im that came along, And made it clear, he told us, you gotta listen to the Torah, you gotta follow the Torah, you gotta do tshuva, they're all trying to encourage us to do the Torah, right? To follow the Moshe's Torah. So it's not like they're limited in such a capacity. So always these reminders. And Tzareinu, we don't have the VM to remind us today. But we always need reminders throughout our history to remember Moshe's Torah. Just because Moshe said it once, and just because they can't go against the Torah or against Moshe, doesn't mean they have nothing to say. They got plenty to say to fortify and to encourage Chayas to follow the Torah. But there's another whole category that Ram is also bringing up, which is Divrei Rishus, things that are optional, totally nothing to do with the Torah directly, right? Where maybe it's inspired by Torah, for example, but it's coming from the Baruch Shalom. He's going to say, no, you should go to this place or don't go. You should do Mechama today. You should go wage war today or don't wage war. You should build a wall or don't build a wall. So in those cases, it's also a mitzvah to listen to this Navi. He's not creating new mitzvahs. The mitzvah is to listen to a Navi. Overall, it's Baruch Chayav Misa B'dei Shemayim Shneamar V'Yayish Asher Lo Yishma Es El Dibri Asher Yidaber Bishmi Anochi Adroshim Imo. So it's a mitzvah to listen to this guy, and a mitzvah, and it's a Aver not to listen to this guy, to this Navi. But it's not creating a new mitzvah. When that Navi says, go to war today, it's not becoming a mitzvah, they gotta go do war today. It's a mitzvah to listen to the Navi who said, go to war today. But it's not a mitzvah to go to war today. No. It's just a mitzvah to listen to the Navi that tells us what the Baruch Shalom is trying to communicate with us. So anything that's kind of in the area of Rishus, anything that's in the area where it doesn't have to actually overlap with the Torah or the Chiyuvim of the Torah, and it's not going against the Torah, obviously. So then in those cases, it would be a mitzvah dafka to listen. And if you violate, then there's actually liability for death by Hashem. Misa b'dei shamayim. Okay. Halacha gimel. V'chein avi shavar al divrei atzma. What happens if an avi himself to violate his own rulings, right? So that would be a big problem. V'akov ish nivu asal chayim misa. And what about a person who actually tries to hide their nivuah? And they don't share the nivuah. We see it again with Yonah. Tried to hide the nivuah, but that wasn't for Christ. That was for Nineveh. But it's our obligation at that point to make sure to listen to what the Navi says, but it's also obligations on the Navi themselves. The Navi has to make sure to listen to what he has to say, and the Navi has to actually listen to the Baruch Shalom. When the Baruch Shalom says, go do this, you have to actually listen to it. Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim, if you don't. I am coming after, right? Me'imo. That the Baruch Shalom says, I'm going to seek retribution from him. Again, in the three cases, A, if a person... if we don't listen to a Navi in the areas of Rishos, B, if a Navi doesn't listen to his own rules, and C, if a Navi doesn't try to share the Nevuah, in all those cases, the Torah tells us, Anochi Edrash Me'imo, the Baruch Shalom is going to seek retribution from them. Good. So everything until now would scream at you, no good. You can't break one of the mitzvahs of the Torah, or you can't, right? No way. Wait a second. Lefisha, mitzvah l'shma. If we're talking about a Navi who has totally passed the test in the past, he has proven himself to be a legitimate Navi, and now he's coming along and saying, don't do this certain mitzvah for this period of time, l'sha. So if it's only for a period of time, not for long term, but the fisha only for a period of time. In those cases, we have to listen to them. It's actually a mitzvah to listen to that Navi. He's telling us not to listen to the Torah. No, it's fine because he's only saying it for temporary. And again, we already proved in the past that he was a good Navi. So there is an old standing line from our Chachmei Rishonim, from our early scholars, Chazal maybe, that what? The Chazal, yeah, Chazal actually. That what? You should, if a Navi tells you to do anything, to break any piece of the Torah, like Eliyahu Mahar Karmel, where Eliyahu actually tells us we should bring, do avoda outside of the Beis HaMikdash, which was a problem, right? It's usur. Yet he said to do it anyway. So in those cases, you do it only, again, assuming it's only for a limited period of time. It all has to be totally l'fisha. Again, we're talking about Eliyahu Har Kamel. Let's go a little deeper into that. If you go on Eliyahu Har Kamel, Shehekiv Ola v'chutz Yerushalayim. Right? Again, we wish we had Yerushalayim with the base of, you know, with the base of Middash, with the Mizbeach, etc. But now, we don't have that, right? Again, the whole story of today. But when Eliyahu Kamel was there, so it was, oh, it's an Isser. You're not allowed to do that. And not only not allowed to do it, you get Kharis if you do that. But yet it's still a mitzvah to listen to him. It says you should listen to him. And let's say someone will come and ask him, "No, what are you doing?" If anyone would come over to Eliyahu and say, "No, what are you doing?" The Torah says, "Dafka not to allow a krava outside of the mizbeach, outside of the makom hamikdash." So, oh, you know what he would have said? Exactly this. Hi Omer, lo nemar ela amakri bechutz leolam chayev kares kimoshe tziva Moshe avani akriv ayom bechutz b'dvar Hashem kidei lachish neviyei avav. Okay, so there are a couple of rules here, and some people point out that maybe you need all these combinations in order to be able to allow this. Some people say no, you just need some of it. But he says no, it's only limited in time, and it's by God's name, and God told me to do this. And by the way, and it's only the only intention here is to really get rid of the Nevi and the Nevi Baal, all these prophets that are coming to encourage serving Baal. I want to disprove them. That's why he has the whole showdown on Har HaKarmel, which is an epic experience. But says the Rambam, he says it's true. If someone comes along and brings losecha bechol makom outside of the makom hamikdash. So in that case, as long as, again, this is la'olam, if you're planning on doing that forever, if another would come over and tell you to do it forever, that would be a big problem. It would be chayav kares if you did it forever, right? Meaning as a permanent thing. I'm telling you to do it, only for a short period of time. Again, some people say, oh, as long as it's just a short period of time, that's good enough. Sounds like that's the time of a shita is. But others point out, based on this point in the Rambam, that he also would say, that he would need another tzorech, that he would need a tzorech, right? In order to be, I think Bali Tosu said that he needed a separate sodach, a separate need in order to be able to allow for this eis lasos, or whatever we would call it in this case. Okay, and again, what would happen though if they said it forever? Meaning, let's say Eliyahu HaKamel said, "Yeah, you know what? But forever, I need you to do this forever. We need you constantly in the Kabbalah tab here outside of the Mikdash, and that's also good for Nevi'ei Baal to get rid of them. So there, no way, we don't listen to that. Not good enough." It has to be limited for sure, according to the Rambam. And the Torah tells us that if you would try to do it for long term, then they get chenek again, because this is a strangulation, because this is an incident in the Torah that deserves misa b'day adam. And the Torah tells us we have this Torah the way it is forever. You can't make changes forever. Maybe there's an opportunity, again, as we're seeing the Aliyah HaKarmel, and there are other cases as well, where you'd have to listen to the Navi in those cases as well. We'll move beyond that right now. One thing is, why is it that we can't, that Avodah Zarah doesn't, some of the commentaries point out, why not Avodah Zarah? Why is Avodah Zarah like the exception to this rule? What would happen if the Avodah Karmel came along and said, oh, we should all do Avodah Zarah? So, and only for limited time, only for, you know, the next, hour. So that wouldn't be good either, because again, as we pointed out earlier, those are the two mitzvahs we heard directly from the Baruch Shalom, Anochi and Lohiya. So there's nothing for interpretation there, there's nothing for misunderstanding there. You basically were saying that you're going against, the Baruch Shalom is going against himself. No way. We don't have Avodah Zarah, no way. Another commentary points out that actually no Navi could actually come along and say, you can't do any of the mitzvahs. Meaning if it's one, two, a couple of mitzvahs, it'd be one thing. But if the Navi came along and said, for the next hour, you can't do any mitzvahs, that we also wouldn't listen to. That doesn't fit right. Good. The Racham HaKadosh points out, Biba point in Parashas Vayechi, Perek Mem Tes, Pasuk Gimel, that the Avos, he points out initially the Avos did keep the Torah, the various parts of the Torah that the Avos had available to them, Avram when he had available, etc., you know, Yitzchak and Yaakov. How is it possible that Yaakov married two wives? So he explains that because Yaakov is a Navi. And the Rosh Shlomo, I'll quote for you, Gam Yamin, Yaakov, she'asa ma'isa al-pinibu aso, she'yochol lisa beza chayos lefi sha'a. Only for the period of time. Yaakov is never trying to take away one of these Surya Torah, says the Archaim HaKadosh, saying, no, and he actually quotes the Rambam, our Perak. Quotes, he says, all Lefi Shah Shomen Lok Eliyahu Har Kamel. So to Yaakov Avinu, same way, just like Eliyahu Har Kamel was able to tell us Lefi Shah, it was okay to break one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. So too, when it comes to Yaakov Avinu as well, and that's basically Rav Kadosh's point that any time the Avos broke any of the Torah, it was only Lefi Shah, and it was because the Bnei Shem told them it was acceptable, and they are Nevi'im just like Eliyahu Har Kamel. Good. Halacha dal. V'chein im akar davar mitvarim shalemandim pi ha-shmua. What would happen if it's one of the halachas from the oral tradition, meaning not just one from the written Torah, from Torah Shvachtav, but what about Torah Shvachtav? So in that case, also if they want to nullify any of those ideas, that would fall into the same category, be a problem. What else? Oh, shalemar b'din. What would happen if, for example, there's a din that we didn't either we were suffic or we knew one way or another, and this navi came along. God told me that the halacha is like this. The halacha kedibayklomi. It applies to this specific person. I was a navi sheker v'ichanek. No way that the navi sheker. The Bnei Shem would never do that. Even if he came along with an oath. That's what we were pointing out earlier. The Rambam quotes Baba Shemayni about the Fisha Hashem Lo Bakol. But if it was only for the right near and right now, is you know the Navi comes along and says the Bnei Shem told me for right now we have like Eliyahu Har Kamel. I need to do X, Y, or Z. So that we would be willing to listen again, assuming that that Navi was already pre-proven beforehand. Again, as the Rambam Kadosh points out, not only Eliyahu Har Kamel but also a Yaakov Avinu. Just this Lo Bashamayim viewpoint really ties in directly to the whole Gemara of Tanur Shachnai, right? The oven of Achnai, where there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yezer and the Chachamim, and ultimately the Yezer basically calls upon all these different proofs, whether it be the carob tree should prove it and it uprooted from its place 100 cubits. Some say even 400 cubits, and I always say, no, we don't learn from my character. What about the stream would go backwards? And again, the stream went backwards to prove the other was right. And again, we don't bring halacha from a stream. And then, and the other says, if it's like me, then the walls of the base medish will fall in. And they did. They began to fall. And Rabbi Yeshua comes along and says, no, what are you doing? This is not, it's not your nature of getting involved to the walls, to stop. So what the walls actually did was they stopped kind of like, halfway in between, they didn't straighten up because of a deference for Eliezer, and they didn't fall down, a deference to Rabbi Yeshua. So they remained leaning. And then ultimately, Rabbi Eliezer says, if the halacha is like me, so then you know what's going to happen? A baskol should come out, yes, a baskol, to support what I was saying. And the baskol came along and says, why are you differing from Eliezer? The halacha is according to him, always. So what's going on? And Yeshua got Amr Yeshua Raglav Amr Lo Shemayim. This ain't pasuk. The Torah is not in the sky. My Lo Shemayim. He Amr Rav Yirmiya Shekvar Nesn Torah Mehar Sinai. Ain't on Shkikim Baskol. We don't listen to baskols anymore. We don't listen to the heavenly divine voices anymore to tell us how the Torah is supposed to be done. Shekvar Katevet Mehar Sinai B'Torah Achrei Ravim Ma'atos. We go based on the majority. God Himself is coming out and saying the Halakos L'Roi Ezra. It doesn't matter. Lo Bashamayim. It doesn't make a difference. And in fact, the end of that Gemara, the Rav Shlomo basically turns around. When Eliyahu was asked, and he says, the Rosh Hashanah turned around and says, my children have triumphed over me. My children have triumphed over me. The Torah tells us that we have to follow the Torah, and we don't listen. Even if a Navi came along, in this case, it would be a Baskol, we wouldn't listen to because of Lova Shemayim. Definitely not a Navi that would come along and say, oh, the Rosh Hashanah told us that this is the halacha of Tanur Shachnai. If the Rosh Hashanah told them that the halacha was Tanur Shachnai for that very moment, for that hour, maybe, but for eternal to be able to say the halacha is like Rabbi Yezer, not for Yeshua or the rest of the Chachamim, that we wouldn't listen to that Navi either, and that Navi wouldn't consider it to be a Navi Shekhar. Halacha, hey, we'll close up the parak this way. What halachas are we talking about? All the mitzvahs in the Torah. But when it comes to Avodas Kochavim specifically, Ein Shomun Lo, we have exception by Avodas Kochavim, as we pointed out earlier, maybe because of the fact that that we heard Anochi Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yelecha, you shouldn't have any idols. Again, one of the first two mitzvahs of the prakim of this of Yisrael HaTorah as well, and also the first two of the mitzvahs that are said as the Dibros. There, since we heard them directly, some point out that's exactly why Avodas Kochavim is an exception to this rule, where even if a Navi would come along and say, do Avodah Zarah for an hour, no good. If he also Osos Mosim, even did Osos Gnodim, did lots of different wonderful signs. Bamash Hashem Tzivahu, and God commanded me, Shetei Avodas Kochavim Hayom Bilvad. You only do it for today, you should do Avodas Kochavim. Oh, B'shah Azob Bilvad, only for this hour. Har is a Diber Soro Al Hashem. He is totally antithetical to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Val Zet Siva HaKadosh Suv Omar Uva Osva Amopes Lo Tishma El Dibra Navi Ahu. This is the definition of a Navi Sheker. Don't listen to this guy, even if he has an Osim Opes, even if he has wonders to back him up. No good. Ki Dibra Sara Al Hashem Elokeichem, because he's speaking against the Ron Shlolam. Sharei Balach, Kishni Vos Hashem Moshe, because it ultimately comes against the Nebuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, again, as we point down in the last parak, which is a big problem. And clearly, it's definitely sorcery and magic that he's doing all these osos. They're not real. Again, because osos don't stand at even a tiny bit up to Moshe Rabbeinu's teaching, because we heard Moshe directly get appointed and we saw him get appointed. So therefore, it's totally different. Also, v'chanek. And in that case, again, the person would get chanek if they came along to say this. Have a wonderful night. Again, we focused on just a little chazara. We focused on what are Nevi'im basically allowed to do, what they're not allowed to do, definitely not allowed to add, is in fact, or change any of the mitzvahs. They're not allowed to say a mitzvah is different from the way Moshe told them, or that they're not allowed to claim that the mitzvah is for limited time, because the Torah isn't eternal. And if they do that, they get strangulation. The purpose of the Navi is really to fortify Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah, or to give us other tzivuyim, other commandments, when it comes to areas of Rishus. But again, the Torah cannot go against the Navi can't go against the Torah. There are exceptions to that case, which is with Fishah for limited times, assuming that the Navi already had pre-proven himself. He's allowed, like Eliyahu HaNavi, or as the Rechaim HaKadosh points out, the Avos, in a certain time that they break the Torah, those are all limited times, and the Torah told us specifically, to do that, and in those cases, we listen to the Navi as well, even though it's breaking some of the Torah. And then the Rambam also points out that Loba Shemayim, the Ribbono Shel Olam, wouldn't get involved in machlokes in between different opinions in the Talmudic law. We learned Loba Shemayim from a very really intense epic between Eliezer and the other Chachamim, and we closed out with the idea that Avodah Zarah is an exception to all these rules, and if a Navi even came along just to say for a little bit to Avodah Zarah, we would not be able to, not only be able to, we would not listen to it, and clearly that would be a Navi Sheker, and we would not be allowed to listen to him, and he would get Chenek as a result.